Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at something called Turing-incomputable computation.
Ooh, very interesting.
And I think this is really going to kind of reshape how you think about what computers can do.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah. So to get started,
yeah.
I think it would be helpful for our listeners to kind of get a baseline of what we mean by Turing-computable.
Right, yeah. Turing computable basically covers like everything that our computers can do.
Right.
All of the normal things that we think about computers doing, from like, you know, simple calculations to streaming videos, like all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, all of that is considered Turing computable.
Right.
But
based on that same,
there's a whole world of computation that's beyond that.
Whoa.
And that's what we're going to be looking at today.
That's so cool. It's like finding a secret room.
Yeah.
In a house you thought you knew. Exactly.
So what exactly is waiting for us in this uncharted territory? So we're going to be diving into the active element machine, or AEM.
Huh?
And that is a new model of computing
that
leverages quantum randomness to achieve these computations that are incomputable to a Turing machine.
When you say quantum randomness, that sounds a little intimidating to me.
Yeah.
So can you kind of just break it down?
Like, what is that?
In layman's terms.
Yeah. So think about flipping a coin.
Okay.
In the normal world.
Right.
Each coin flip has a 50-50 chance of being heads or tails.
Right.
And the past results of coin flips don't affect future coin flips.
Correct.
So it's just 50-50 every time.
Yeah.
But in the quantum world, it's more like the coin has no memory at all.
Okay.
And each flip is truly independent and unpredictable.
Okay.
So it's not just a lack of information.
Right.
It's randomness.
Okay.
That's kind of baked into the fabric of reality.
So it's not that we don't know.
Yeah.
It's that it's truly random.
It's truly random. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's really powerful for computation.
Okay, so how does this relate to this new?
So the active element machine uses quantum randomness to generate like infinite sequences of information that are impossible for traditional computers to replicate.
So even the most powerful
supercomputer
couldn't crack the code.
Right, it couldn't like predict the output of this machine based on what it's doing.
Yeah.
It's truly unpredictable.
Okay, so this is why it's called incomputable.
Yeah, that's why it's called incomputable.
Yeah. Okay. So what does this active element machine actually look like?
Right.
Is this like some big, massive, futuristic?
It's actually not so much about its physical form. It's more about the way that it's organized.
Okay.
So imagine a network of these interconnected units called active elements.
Okay.
And you can think of them like tiny light bulbs.
Okay.
And each of them has a threshold that determines when it turned on.
Kind of like a voltage requirement for a light bulb.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when the sum of the incoming signals to an active element exceeds its threshold, it fires and sends out its own signal.
Like a light bulb lighting up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So it's not just on or off.
It's not just on or off.
It's like patterns of these light bulbs lighting up.
Exactly. It uses these firing patterns to represent and process information.
Okay.
And this is kind of like a language based on light.
A language based on light. Okay. So how do you program a machine that speaks in flickering lights?
Right. So the AEM has its own programming language.
Okay.
With five core commands.
Okay.
So we have element connection, fire, and program.
Okay.
Those are fairly straightforward.
Okay.
But then we have this really interesting command called meta.
Meta.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds
pretty interesting.
Meta.
Yeah.
That sounds like it could change things up.
Yeah. So the meta command allows the program to modify itself based on the element firing patterns.
So it's like the program's writing itself.
So you could say that,
as it's experiencing things.
Right.
That's incredible.
And that's what makes the AEM so fundamentally different from normal computers.
Okay, so we have this machine that's humming with unpredictable activity, constantly adapting its own code.
Right.
But can it actually do anything useful?
Yeah.
Or is it just like a theoretical firework?
Oh, it can definitely do useful things.
Okay.
And one of the interesting things about it is that it can compute the same function in multiple different ways.
Hold on.
Yeah.
When I think of a function, I think of like a recipe.
Yeah.
You put in the same ingredients.
Yeah.
You get the same cake.
Yeah.
How can you compute the same thing in multiple ways?
Right. So that's where the AEM gets really clever.
Okay.
So it uses something called level sets.
Okay.
And essentially, these group inputs that produce the same output together.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
But I think I need a real-world example to...
to really wrap my head around this.
Sure. So let's take the example of the exclusive OR function.
Okay.
Which is also known as XOR.
XOR, okay.
Yeah. And this function returns a 1.
Okay.
If only one of its two inputs is a 1.
Okay. So XOR of 1 and 0 is 1.
Right.
XOR of 0 and 1 is 1.
Right.
But XOR of 1 and 1 is 0.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. So the AEM can represent XOR using a specific firing pattern of its active elements.
Okay.
So imagine that we have four active elements,
uh-huh.
And they're labeled XU, X1, X2, and X3.
So we got our four light bulbs.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So to compute XOR, the AEM would only fire element X2.
Okay.
If the inputs are 1 and 0 or 0 and 1.
Okay.
And so this specific firing pattern, 00 tone 0, represents the output 1 for XOR.
So it's not just spitting out a 1 or a calculator.
Exactly.
It's using these firing patterns to actually represent the result.
Yeah. And that's really cool because
that is cool.
The AEM can map any of the 16 possible Boolean functions to these firing patterns.
Okay.
Using different level set groupings.
So it's very flexible.
Yeah. It's incredibly flexible.
Okay. So it's flexible and it can compute in ways that we've never seen before.
Right.
But can it do anything really complex?
Yeah. Like, can it simulate a regular computer?
Yeah. Like, can it simulate, like, a desktop computer?
So that's where we start to see how powerful this AEM really is.
Okay.
So it can actually simulate a universal Turing machine or UTM.
UTM.
Have you heard of that before?
It sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Okay, so what is a UTM?
So a UTM is a theoretical machine.
Right.
It's kind of like the ultimate computer.
Okay.
And it can run any program that a traditional computer can.
Okay.
So if the AEM can simulate a UTM, it can basically do anything our current computers can do.
Whoa.
And more.
Okay, so how does it do that?
Yeah. So it represents the UTM's program and state using like really intricate firing patterns of its active elements. So it's translating like a symphony into a language of flashing lights.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. Okay.
And what's really interesting is that multiple random firing patterns can represent the same UTM instruction.
Okay.
So again, highlighting that flexibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if the AEM can simulate a UTM, shouldn't a UTM be able to understand what the AEM is doing?
Right. Good question.
Like it's supposed to be the ultimate computer.
Yeah. It's supposed to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
But that's where we run into this incomputability barrier.
Okay.
So even though the AEM can simulate a UTM, a UTM can't reverse engineer the AEM's computation.
Okay, so it's a one-way street.
That's a one-way street, yeah.
Okay, now you really got me interested.
Yeah.
Why can't the UTM just, like, crack the code?
Right, so it really comes down to the nature of quantum randomness and the AEM's dynamic program modification.
Oh, right.
With that meta command.
Yeah.
So remember?
It's always up to no good.
Yeah, it's always doing something interesting.
Yeah.
So imagine trying to figure out what someone cooked just by looking at the empty pots and pans.
Okay.
So you can see what they made, but you can't tell exactly what steps they took
or
what ingredients they used.
So the UTM is missing crucial information?
Exactly.
Okay.
It can't reconstruct the AEM's computation because the mapping back is fundamentally incomplete.
Okay.
It doesn't have access to the underlying quantum randomness or the AEM's program modifications.
So it's like it sees the notes,
right?
But it can't grasp the full composition.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And this leads to a really remarkable property of the AEM called perfect secrecy.
Perfect secrecy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're talking spy stuff.
Not quite spies, but imagine this.
Okay.
Someone's eavesdropping on the AEM's firing patterns.
Okay.
And they're trying to learn information about the computation. They learn absolutely nothing.
Zero intel.
Zero intel.
How is that possible?
Because the firing patterns are so deeply intertwined with the quantum randomness and that meta command that they don't reveal anything about the underlying program, its state, or its data.
So it's like listening to a coded message.
Exactly.
And you don't know the key.
To decipher it.
And to maintain this secrecy.
Okay.
Certain elements and connections within the AEM have to be kept secret.
So it's like a...
kind of like,
you know,
the secret ingredients in a recipe.
Top secret recipe. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So this perfect secrecy sounds like it could have huge implications for like cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
I mean, imagine data.
Yeah.
That was unhackable.
That's the dream, right?
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From tiny light bulbs to secret codes to unhackable data.
It's pretty amazing.
This AEM is turning out to be quite a fascinating machine.
It really is, and it challenges our fundamental understanding of what it even means to compute.
Yeah. The AEM is not just like a faster or more efficient computer.
Okay.
It's a fundamentally different kind of machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really does make you wonder what computers can do.
It really changes the game.
Yeah. What even are the limits
of
computation?
Who knows?
Yeah.
And
what else is out there?
Yeah. What else is out there that we haven't even discovered yet?
Yeah.
But let's bring it back down to Earth for a minute.
Yeah.
You mentioned that the AEM could have some real-world applications.
Yes.
Can you give us some concrete examples?
Yeah, sure. So, like you mentioned earlier, cybersecurity.
Right.
Is a prime example. Imagine encrypting data using the AEM's perfect secrecy.
Right.
So that would be like having a lock.
That's
impossible to pick because the key itself is constantly changing.
Okay.
And completely unpredictable.
So no more data breaches.
Yeah, that's the dream, right?
No more hackers stealing our credit card information.
Right. It sounds almost too good to be true.
Yeah. I mean, there are always challenges in implementing new technologies like this, but the potential is there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what about artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
I've heard whispers that the AEM could kind of revolutionize the field of AI.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
how so?
Think about how traditional AI works.
Okay.
It relies on like algorithms and data sets
that
are essentially fixed blueprints.
Okay.
But the AEM, with its dynamic adaptation and learning abilities, could lead to a whole new breed of AI.
So you're talking about AI that can think on its feet.
Right.
Adapt to changing circumstances.
Exactly.
Maybe come up with solutions that we haven't even thought of yet.
Exactly. AI that's less artificial and more genuinely intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
Capable of like tackling really complex problems.
So we're kind of giving the AI a taste of chaos.
Yeah.
And seeing what it does.
Exactly.
What about scientific discovery?
Yeah.
Could the AEM help us solve problems that are just too complex for our traditional computers too?
Yeah, absolutely. So imagine being able to simulate like the incredibly complex workings of the human brain or model climate change on a global scale.
Right.
So these are problems.
Massive amounts of data.
Yeah. Tons of data and
tons
of variables that our current computers really struggle with.
But the AEM with its dynamic adaptation, quantum randomness could maybe be the key.
Yeah. It could be the key to unlocking some of these mysteries.
To cracking the code of the human brain.
Yeah.
So it's like we're on the cusp of a new scientific revolution.
Potentially, yeah.
Driven by this completely different way of understanding and harnessing.
Yeah. It really is a fundamentally different kind of computation.
Computation, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One thing that really struck me in the source material was the AEM's ability to execute universal Turing machine programs using these incomputable firing patterns.
Right.
It's like it's hiding the very steps it takes.
Yeah. It's really interesting how it can do that.
To reach a result.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they point out how that could be really useful for things like cybersecurity.
Exactly.
I would make
it incredibly difficult for hackers to reverse engineer and understand.
Yeah. Because traditional hacking techniques,
what the AEM is actually doing,
they often rely on exploiting predictable patterns in code.
Right.
But since the AEM uses quantum randomness, it's incredibly resistant to those kinds of attacks.
It's like trying to hack into a system that's constantly changing.
Exactly.
Its own internal logic.
Yeah. It's like you can get a glimpse of what it's doing.
Yeah.
But then the moment you think you figured it out, it changes on you.
It's like a security dream come true.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing.
You mentioned earlier these axioms.
Yes.
Of quantum randomness.
Yeah.
No bias.
Yeah, so no bias.
Yeah.
And history doesn't affect future events.
Yeah, the past
yeah.
doesn't influence the future.
Right, exactly. And those two axioms really are what give the AEM its power.
Right.
And make it so different from anything a Turing machine can do.
So speaking of keeping things hidden.
Yeah.
The source material also emphasized the importance of secrecy
Yeah.
in certain aspects of the AEM's operation.
Right.
Things like the connections between elements.
Yes, the connections between elements.
The specific quantum random bits
right.
that are being used.
Yeah.
The firing patterns
right.
representing...
The UTM state.
The UTM state.
Yeah, the tape contents.
And tape contents.
All of that has to be kept secret.
It's like a high-stakes game of chess.
Yeah.
And the AEM is making its moves.
Yeah.
But it's not letting its opponent see its strategy.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really good at keeping secrets.
So it makes you wonder if the AEM can hide its computational steps.
Right.
From even the most sophisticated yeah. Turing machine.
Yeah.
What does that say about
those questions.
The nature of knowledge itself?
Yeah. Are you saying that there might be forms of knowledge that are inaccessible to us,
yeah.
even with our most powerful tools?
Yeah.
It's a really interesting question, and it's certainly possible
yeah.
That there are limits to what we can understand as humans,
right.
bound by the rules of traditional computation.
Yeah, because this is truly a different
yeah.
beast.
Yeah, it really is.
But for all its mystery and complexity,
yeah.
the AEM's core principles are pretty elegant.
Yeah, they are.
The way it leverages quantum randomness
yeah.
and these dynamic firing patterns
yeah.
to compute in ways that we've just never seen before.
Yeah, it's pretty beautiful.
It is.
And intellectually stimulating.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it speaks to the incredible power and potential
yes.
of exploring beyond the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who knows what other wonders yeah. and mysteries are out there.
What else is waiting to be discovered?
Yeah.
Out there in this uncharted territory of computation.
It's exciting to think about.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder, are we just at the beginning?
Yeah.
Like a whole new era of computing.
Yeah, like a paradigm shift
yeah.
in how we think about computers.
Where the possibilities are limitless.
Limitless, exactly. Yeah.
But if it's so revolutionary,
right.
why haven't we heard more about it?
That's a great question.
Is it still very much in the theoretical realm?
Yeah, it is primarily theoretical at this point.
Okay.
Building a physical machine that can harness quantum randomness
right.
in this precise way
right.
is a huge challenge.
So we can't just go down to Best Buy.
Right, exactly.
And pick up an AEM.
Not yet, at least.
Okay.
But
so it's like having the blueprints
yeah.
for a spaceship.
Yeah.
But not having the technology
right.
to build it.
Exactly.
We know it's possible.
Yeah.
But we're still figuring out how to make it a reality.
And that's where we are with AEM right now.
Yeah, okay.
But even though a functional AEM might be years or even decades away, the theoretical groundwork is still incredibly valuable.
Okay.
It's sparking new ideas.
Right.
Challenging assumptions about what computers can do.
Yeah.
And it's pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
It reminds me of like Einstein's theories of relativity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it revolutionized our understanding of space and time.
Right.
But we didn't get GPS technology.
Oh.
Until much later.
Right.
So sometimes these big theoretical breakthroughs.
Yeah.
They take time to blossom.
They do, yeah.
Into world-changing technology.
Absolutely. And who knows what incredible applications
right.
we'll discover for the AEM once we're able to build it.
Well, expert speaker, you've certainly given us a lot to think about today.
It's been my pleasure.
This deep dive into the AEM has been...
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
A whirlwind
yeah.
of mind-bending concepts and exciting possibilities.
Yeah.
It's definitely challenged my understanding of what computers are capable of.
I'm glad, and I hope our listeners are leaving with a similar sense of wonder and curiosity.
Before we wrap up, I have one final question for you.
Okay.
The source material hinted at the AEM's potential in machine learning.
Right.
Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Sure. So,
how could the AEM's unique approach revolutionize this field?
Yeah. So, think about how machine learning works today.
Okay.
We train algorithms on these massive data sets.
Right.
Essentially, we feed them tons of information.
Yeah.
And we hope that they can find patterns.
Right.
But the AEM, with its dynamic adaptation
yeah.
and reliance on quantum randomness,
yeah.
could lead to machine learning systems that are far more flexible and powerful.
So instead of just crunching data
right.
based on these fixed rules,
right.
they can actually learn and adapt in real time.
Yeah.
Like a human brain.
Exactly like a human brain.
Yeah.
Imagine AI systems that aren't limited to these fixed algorithms.
Right.
But can like continuously learn and evolve based on new information.
AI that can think on its feet, adapt to changing circumstances.
Yeah. Exactly. And even surprise us with its creativity.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool thought.
Yeah. So, expert speaker.
Yeah.
This has been an incredible deep dive.
Thank you.
We journeyed far today.
We have.
From the basic concept of Turing computable computation.
Right.
To the mind-boggling potential of the AEM
yeah.
and its implications for cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And even our fundamental understanding of knowledge itself.
Yeah. And I hope it inspires our listeners to keep exploring, to keep asking questions, and to never stop wondering about what lies beyond.
What lies beyond the limits.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the possibilities.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep exploring the unknown.